Topic 15. Breathing Exercises. 1. There has been a great deal of nonsense talked and taught about the science of breath. Many groups give a great deal of dangerous instruction anent breathing. Dangerous because it is based on book knowledge and its exponents have never practiced it extensively themselves. And dangerous because many groups simply exploit the unready, usually for commercial gain. Fortunately for the mass of aspirants, the information and the instruction given are both feeble, inaccurate, and frequently innocuous, though there are many cases of significantly bad reaction. Fortunately, also, the purpose of the average aspirant is so weak that he is incapable of persistent, daily, unchanging compliance with the requirements, and fails to render that application which would be the guarantee of a dubious success. Hence, in these cases, no danger exists. Many occult groups exploit the subject in order to build up mystery and to hold out inducements to the unwary or give their adherents something to do and thus gain kudos for themselves as learned and well-trained occultists. Anyone can teach breathing exercises. It is largely a matter of periodic in-breathing and exhalation, timed and spaced according to the wish of the teacher. Where there is persistence and effort, results will be achieved, and these will usually be undesirable because the average teacher emphasizes the technique of the breath and not the ideas which, upon the energy which that breath engenders, should take form in the life of the disciple. The entire science of the breath is built around the use of the sacred word, the Om. The use of the word is intended to be confined to those aspirants who are earnestly pledged to tread the way, but it has been passed on and its use enjoined by many unscrupulous teachers, particularly those swamis who come from India, pose as holy men, and get silly women of the Occident into their clutches. The word is then used with no spiritual intent, but simply as a sound which, carried on the breath, produces psychic results, which indicate to the gullible their deep spirituality. The trouble is that breathing is inevitably related to the Om, but the effects are dependent upon motive and inner fixed intention. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 253 through 254. 2. The right use of the life breath is the whole art at which the aspirant, the disciple, and the initiate work, bearing in mind, however, that the science of the physical breath is the least important aspect and follows sequentially upon the right use of energy, which is the word we apply to the divine breath of life. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 152. 3. No breathing exercises can be safely used where there is no attempt to impose rhythm upon the life of every day. The two activities must go hand in hand. Let no one doubt the effect of breathing exercises upon the vital body. As surely as eating and drinking build or destroy the physical body and aid or hinder its right functioning, so do breathing exercises produce potent effects if rightly used over a long period of time. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 206 through 207. 4. The only factor which makes the breath effective is the thought, the intent, and the purpose which lies behind it. In this statement, you have the clue to dynamic, useful breathing exercises. Unless there is a clear appreciation of purpose, unless the disciple knows just what he is doing as he practices esoteric breathing, and unless the significance of the words energy follows thought is understood, breathing exercises are sheer waste of time and can be dangerous. From this it can be gathered that only when there is an alliance between breathing and thinking will results be possible. Behind this lies a third and even more important factor, the will. Therefore, the only person who can safely and usefully practice breathing exercises is the man whose will is active, his spiritual will, and therefore the will of the spiritual triad. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 255 through 256. 5. That breathing exercises may eventually find a place in the training of the disciple is true and possible, but they will be self-initiated as a result of rhythmic living and a constant right use of the sacred word, the Om. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 262. 6. Breathing exercises or pranayama training should never be undertaken without expert guidance and only after years of spiritual application, devotion, and service. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 18.